When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Welcome into Greeny, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. I'm Michelle Smallman alongside Chris Canty. And Chris, we're here. We're here today. I'm thrilled, as always, to be working with you. But both of us thought we were going to be on a boat somewhere because we thought we were going to win $1 billion in the Powerball.
Yeah, it stings a little bit. There was somebody out in California that hit the jackpot. It wasn't either one of us, Michelle. But the next best thing is being able to do this show with you on Greeny. So let's roll.
Here we go! Go!
Only one place to start.
The New York Jets open training camp for the first day of the rest of our lives with Aaron Rodgers.
It's been like a dream month so far. I have an excitement about coming down Jets Drive.
I think he's a man on a mission right now.
Win the Super Bowl or shut up.
J-E-T-S! Jets! 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 Jets!
And Chris, that's where we start. The Jets officially report to training camp yesterday. The number 8 era, the Aaron Rodgers era, officially underway. And a lot of people are circling the Jets and they're saying Super Bowl or bust based on everything the Jets gave up to get Aaron Rodgers. You don't know how long he's going to play. But as the team enters training camp and they get this era going, what's your biggest concern for this team?
Well, the biggest concern is the offensive line, right? You're talking about a quarterback who at the end of this season will be 40 years old. So you got to make sure that you protect him because he's going to be more prone to injury. And we saw Aaron Rodgers struggle with some injuries last year. Now, he played through them, albeit he didn't play at his usual MVP standard. But the question that you have, Michelle, is at this stage, is what we saw last year an aberration? Is it an outlier? Or is this going to become more of the norm? Because life comes at you fast in the National Football League. And Tom Brady is not the norm in terms of what you can expect players' productivity to be once they get into their latter 30s and their early 40s. So the biggest concern I have is can that Jets offensive line stay healthy and keep Aaron Rodgers upright because he is an aging quarterback. So that means there's going to be a lot of pressure on Dwayne Brown, and we know that he's in the twilight of his career. A lot of pressure on Mekhi Becton, and this is a guy that hasn't been able to stay healthy each of the last two seasons. Played well as a rookie, but it's kind of flopped the last 2 years. And so you're wondering if he's going to come in and be the best version of himself, motivated to get some fresh cash. So that offensive line being able to come together, gel, and stay healthy is my biggest concern for the Jets. But Michelle, we keep throwing around the mantra of championship or bust and how people are putting these expectations on the Jets. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear about one thing. The Jets put those expectations on themselves. That's what they did as an organization. You look at the draft capital that New York sent to Green Bay in order to get Rodgers, it tells you what they have in mind. Listen to what Aaron Rodgers said the first time he showed up at one Jets drive. The Lombardi Trophy looks awfully lonely in there. Of course, referencing the one that Joe Namath promised in 1969 and delivered. So they're the ones that are putting these title aspirations, title expectations on themselves. It's not people on the outside of the building that's doing it. It's people on the inside of the building. So, yeah, for me, the expectations for the Jets are winning a Super Bowl. That's the goal. This is, on its face, a one-year proposition. Aaron Rodgers, can you get it done? And so I don't think it's unfair to say it's Super Bowl or bust for the New York Jets. I don't think Louis Riddick was far off with his comments toward Mike Greenberg yesterday on Get Up.
The team hasn't reached the playoffs for 12 straight seasons, Chris. It's the longest drought in the NFL. So we're talking
Super Bowl. It's the longest drought in North American team sports.
We're talking Super Bowl or bust. They're probably just wanting to make the playoffs. But I'm so with you. And I know that sounds extreme, but when you have the defense coming off the year that it has, you have high expectations for them. You mortgage your future to bring in this quarterback who's going to be 40 years old in December. He's surrounded with offensive weapons, some of his own choosing. You bring in the offensive coordinator that he's comfortable with. And by the way, prior to the season, prior to acquiring him, he went into the darkness to even determine if he wants to play or not. So I think this is also a one-year runway for the Jets to get it done. And I think when it's all said and done, if they don't hoist the Lombardi at the end of the season, they're going to view it as a failure. Because who knows if Aaron Rodgers is going to come back next season? Who knows if he's going to physically be the quarterback you expect him to be? And then what are you looking at? Then you're right back to square one. But we want to hear from you. 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. What does a successful season look like for the New York Jets? Because, Chris, if they do make the playoffs, even if they break that streak, even if the drought is over, when we reflect back on the 2023 Jets, is the playoffs enough? Because I don't think it is.
Yeah, I don't know if it's enough either, Michelle. And that's the thing that Joe Douglas and Rob Saleh have to be concerned with. Like, what exactly is the bar for ownership to feel comfortable in the overall direction of the program? Because if this is only a one-year proposition with Aaron Rodgers, what is this team going to look like in 2024? Is it going to then again be the Zach Wilson show? That was an absolute train wreck. So I'm not certain that if the Jets don't go on a deep playoff run, that Rob Saleh and Joe Douglas will be back at Florham Park. So there's a lot riding on this season, and you're putting a lot of eggs in the Aaron Rodgers basket. And let's be clear about one thing, Michelle. Quarterbacks age 40 or older don't have a lot of success when it comes to playoff football. We've seen three quarterbacks in the history of the NFL start and win playoff games. Tom Brady, Brett Favre, and Drew Brees. Nobody else has done it. Vinny Testaverde was a backup. George Blanda was a kicker in the games that they won. So you don't see quarterbacks that are age 40 or older winning a lot of playoff games. So we have to be careful in assigning the Jets a lot of playoff success, potentially getting to a conference championship or getting to a Super Bowl, when you have a 40-year-old quarterback, albeit a guy that's won four MVPs and has also won a Super Bowl. There's a learning curve when it comes to winning a championship. Is Aaron Rodgers going to help that young Jets locker room figure that out, accelerate that? Absolutely. Can they get it done in 1 year, circa Tom Brady in Tampa in 2020? I don't know, Michelle. That's a tall task. And if they don't accomplish that goal, then what does that mean for the job security of the head coach and the GM?
Which is crazy, especially when it comes to Joe Douglas, because what else was he going to do? You haven't had a quarterback the caliber of Aaron Rodgers since when? I mean, decades, right? And he's publicly saying that he wants to come to New York. You have to go out there and do everything you can. How to acquire him? How are you going to explain it to your fan base if you don't? But the expectations are raised when you go out and get somebody like that. So Aaron Rodgers for Joe Douglas is the solution, but he could also be the problem. It's funny how that works out, right?
No question about it. But a part of the problem for Joe Douglas was swinging and missing on Zach Wilson. That was the second overall pick. And you had an opportunity to draft Justin Fields if you wanted to. You decided Zach Wilson was the better option. How's that turning out for you? Not very good. So that's ultimately what it comes down to. When you're a general manager and you're drafting a franchise quarterback with top five draft pick capital, and you miss, you put yourself in these situations. So as far as I'm concerned, this is a Hail Mary attempt by Joe Douglas to salvage what he's been able to put together with the rest of the core of this team. Now, it's a hell of a Hail Mary because you're talking about Aaron Rodgers, and you're talking about a championship caliber defense, and you're talking about a pretty good skill position core. But again, it's a lot of pressure to get this done, and you've got a truncated timetable. But that's why I thought it was important that Aaron Rodgers was in New York during the offseason, during OTAs, during minicamp. Even when he was dealing with the injury in the hamstring and wasn't practicing, he was still out there. Michelle, those things matter because that's when you start to put your team together. Right now, we're entering into another critical phase with training camp. You're continuing to build on some of the things that you did in terms of setting the foundation in the spring. So I think it's important that Aaron Rodgers has been around these guys so they can learn from him, so they can understand what it means to compete at that level, especially in December and January football, so they can understand what it means to have a sense of urgency, which each and every practice, each and every opportunity to get better. So I will applaud Aaron Rodgers and everybody with the Jets because they've done everything right thus far. But my question is, what happens when this team hits adversity? What happens when the games actually matter and things don't go their way? Are we going to see what the Aaron Rodgers that we saw the last couple of years in Green Bay? Or are we going to see a quarterback that has turned over a new leaf and has found a way to be a stabilizing force in the middle of chaos going on in the regular season? That's the thing that I want to know, because that's what I believe will tell the tale in terms of what the Jets will be in 2023.
Well, you mentioned that stellar defense. Let's hear from defensive tackle Quinnen Williams, a guy who just got paid, about the Jets' new quarterback.
Oh, man, going against a guy like that, man, like, you're not going to go against a better, accurate quarterback in the NFL every single day like Aaron Rodgers, man. And having Aaron Rodgers on our team, battling against him, he giving us feedback. We giving him feedback. We just competing at a super high level. Just brings me back when I was at Alabama, and, both, like, the offense and defense was going at it and getting better every single day. You had first-rounders on that offensive side. You had first-rounders on defense side. And I think that's the same thing. You got some great receivers on there going against a great cornerback. You got great running back coming back going against a great linebacker. So great offensive lineman going against good defensive lineman. So I think we got a great team this year. We just got to get better every single day, get better 1% better every day, and focus on the main goal and focus on the main thing.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Yeah, that's what you want to hear, especially from a guy that just got a four-year, $96 million contract. So good on Quinnen Williams for putting a good face on it. But, Michelle, there are no lies told. Like, the Jets needed the offense to come up to snuff and match where the defense was at. Last year, the Jets' offense was atrocious. League average in terms of points per game was 21 points. The Jets were held under league average 11 times in the 17 games they played in the regular season. Now, conversely, Aaron Rodgers, over the past 3 years, was only held under 21 points in games that he started 12 times out of a possible 53 games. So is Aaron Rodgers going to make that offense exponentially better? You bet he is. Are they going to be a playoff team? More likely than not. Now, can they parlay that into being a Super Bowl contender? We'll have to wait and see. But I think a lot of this, a lot of the expectations that we're talking about with the Jets aren't unfair, because they're the ones that have placed those expectations on this season in terms of them competing for a title.
He's Chris Carlin. I'm Michelle Smallman. Coming up next, what does success mean for the Jets this season? 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. We'll take your calls. Plus, your partner normally, Chris Carlin, he's got a problem at Costco, and he needs our help. That's next on Greeny, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Greeny, the podcast.
Inside Chris Canty, I'm Michelle Smallman. It's Greeny, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. We see the phone lines lighting up. We're going to get to your calls in about 30 seconds. The question of the day, what does success mean for the New York Jets? 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. We want to hear from you. That's after this word from NHTSA. We all know about the speed of sound, but have you ever thought about the sounds of speeding? If you drive over the speed limit, there are lots of sounds that you might hear. You could hear the sound of your vehicle crashing. You could hear the sound of first responders desperately trying to save you. You could even hear the sound of people crying at a funeral. Because if you drive over the speed limit, you could do damage that's beyond repair. One way or another, speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA. 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. What does success look like for the New York Jets in 2023? Let's get to Cody in Missouri. Cody, welcome to Greeny.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that, you know, the Jets, they're the fourth team in recent memory that have said, hey, we have a rock-solid core, even spectacular core, and we need a competent to great quarterback to put us over the top. Two of those teams, being the Buccaneers and Rams, have got a ring. The third team that tried it last year, the Broncos, rode right off the side of the cliff. And if the Jets don't succeed at this, if they don't bring a ring back to New York, then they got to have an entire fire sale. Coach has got to be gone. GM's got to be gone. And the whole method of rock-solid core, bring in a proven veteran, that might just go by the wayside in the NFL too. So I'd say the stakes are extremely high for the Jets this year. Ring or bust.
Yeah, Cody, it's not ideal when teams are going out and taking these big swings on veteran quarterbacks. You really want to draft and develop your own guy. That way you have a longer runway. But in this situation with the Jets, I mean, they already tried to draft their own guy, and it didn't work out. So they had to pivot to the next best alternative, and that being Aaron Rodgers, because Joe Douglas and Rob Saleh weren't going to get another crack at it in terms of drafting and developing a quarterback. So I understand the timetable that they were operating with, the head coach and the GM, and Aaron Rodgers made the most sense. It was clear that the Packers wanted to move on from him and turn it over to Jordan Love. So the next best thing for Rodgers and the next best thing for the Jets was a marriage. It was kind of born out of necessity. It's consummated out of necessity. We'll see whether or not it can end up leading them to where they want to be.
But Chris, he brings up a good point about the Buccaneers and the Rams. In recent history, we have seen two teams who were basically turnkey, despite a quarterback, go out, mortgage the future a bit, get that veteran guy that they believed in and have success.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But you're talking about teams that have had experience in the postseason. Remember, that Rams team, they were in the Super Bowl in 2018. They were looking at it and saying, you know, maybe we might just need to get an upgrade at the quarterback position with one of the best offensive minds in Sean McVay being our play caller. Maybe that's the area that we can tweak, that we can get the most get the most out of in terms of upside. And they went out and made that decision. But this is a team that already had experience in the postseason. You don't really have that with the New York Jets. As you mentioned off the top of the show, they have the longest playoff drought in North American team sports. So I think that's the part that I struggle with in terms of this team being able to put it all together and catch that lightning in a bottle in year one with Aaron Rodgers. And let's face it, at this stage in Rodgers' career, it's a year-to-year proposition. So there's no guarantee that there's going to be anything for the Jets in 2024 in the way of having number eight back under center.
888-SAY-ESPN, that's 888-729-3776. Doug in Staten Island.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
What does a successful season look like for the New York Jets?
Well, I'll tell you, it's going to be looking better than ever. But I got to tell you, Canty, let me talk to you. You're talking about Joe Douglas, right? He struck out with Zach Wilson. Even Babe Ruth struck out. All right, it does happen. And if it was that easy to draft a starting quarterback, one of 32 jobs in the world, I think we'd see a lot more of success, right? So it's not an easy thing to do. But now you got to talk about where we've come and where we are. We've gone through the Inzik days. We've gone through the whatever his name was, our GM, and they did nothing. The cupboards were bare. They were empty. So now you're talking about a guy, Joe Douglas, who not only drafted one offensive rookie of the year, he drafted the defensive rookie of the year. Yeah. So now what do I think that this season is going to be about? It's eight time. Forget about Zach Wilson. It's all about number eight. It's all about staying healthy. And all I got to say is J-E-T-S. Yeah.
Doug, I'm glad that you're excited. You should be excited. You have a four-time MVP quarterback. You absolutely should be through the roof. This is the time where hope springs eternal. Every fan base has optimism. I'm all there for it, man. Be honest with you, if I'm looking at it on his face, I probably have the most confidence that the Jets can compete for the AFC East title. That's how good I think the Jets can be. But I also understand how hard it is to win a championship. I know what it takes to get a Lombardi trophy. I know what it takes to put a Super Bowl ring on your finger. Mm-hmm. It ain't easy. There's a learning curve that comes along with it. And all we're talking about is the potential pitfalls for this team in the journey that it is, in the journey that they're going to have to take this year in order to try to get that done. And so that's the part where I struggle. This is not a team that has a lot of experience in the postseason beyond Aaron Rodgers. How are they going to make up for that? How are they going to overcome that? Is Aaron Rodgers going to display the leadership intangibles that you need your quarterback to have in order to get that done? That's the question I have. We saw it with Tom Brady in 2020, but Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. Tom Brady played in 10 Super Bowls. Aaron Rodgers only played in one. So I'm curious to see how that all works when the games actually start to matter.
Noah in Florida. Noah, what does a successful season look like for the Jets?
I feel like success for the Jets is basically just simple. Just make it to the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship. But I do think if they do make it to the Super Bowl, they're probably going to be outsmarted, and the Chiefs are probably going to go back-to-back, which I do think is going to happen. I'm biased by being a Chiefs fan. But I do think that Aaron Rodgers needs some time to develop with the team, and sometimes it's not going to work. Sometimes it will work. But we're going to see what happens this season, and I will be watching a lot of games for the season.
No, appreciate the phone call, bud. And here's the thing. I think that's probably the bar for Joe Douglas and Rob Saleh. Make it to the championship rounds.
Yeah.
Like you know, be one of the final four teams in the NFL left standing. Even if you don't get to the Super Bowl, if you start out with that goal and you end up coming one round short, I don't think anybody's going to kill you for it. But the thing that does is gives Aaron Rodgers some optimism about what they could accomplish in 2024. You know, what they could accomplish if he would decide to come back for a second season with the Jets. So as much as we're talking about how success this year is going to determine the job security for Rob Saleh and Joe Douglas, success this year may determine whether or not you get another season with Aaron Rodgers as your starting quarterback if you're a Jets fan. So I think it all works together, and context matters. What it looks like matters. The better that it looks, the more runway ownership is going to give Joe Douglas and Rob Saleh, and the more inclined Aaron Rodgers would likely be to decide that he's going to come back and play another season with the franchise.
Chris, we touched on this a little bit, but I want to circle back to it. I know that there's going to be a lot of getting used to one another, et cetera. But I think because of the resume and because he's one of the most talented guys to ever do this in the NFL, that we sometimes don't view Aaron Rodgers as a human being. And he's going to a new organization. He's in a new market. He's gelling with new people. It could take him a while to get comfortable as well. I know that we expect him to just be able to walk in and elevate this franchise to where they need to be. But he is a person too, and it could take him some time to get used to the Jets.
Oh, I know it's going to take him some time. And that's why he was there through the entire offseason program, and that's why he's there with training, started training camp, ready to go. It's going to take him some time. But, Michelle, the defense for the Jets is good enough to hold them down until that offense and Rodgers round into form. Developing chemistry with your receivers, it's going to take time, especially, when you consider that they haven't been practicing against – you know, live action. It hasn't been guys tackling, hitting. They haven't had any pads on in the offseason. So this is going to be their first taste of the physicality that comes along with football and trying to work out the kinks when it comes to all of the timing and the chemistry issues that they may have. But your defense is so good, Michelle. Your defense is one of the best, if not the best, in the National Football League. Your defense is going to give you an opportunity. So I just think that's the thing that you hang your hat on if you're the Jets. Make no mistake about it, even though you have Aaron Rodgers, if this team wins a championship, defense is going to have to be the identity. Defense is going to have to win the day. Aaron Rodgers is the guy that gives you competent quarterback play. And so I think their formula for success is not going to hinge on Rodgers throwing for 250 yards a game and 50 touchdowns. It's going to hinge on Aaron Rodgers being good in situational football, third downs, red zone, 2 minute, end of game. Like, that's the stuff that you need Aaron Rodgers for. That's what you're asking for. You're not bringing in a guy asking him to light up the scoreboard for the offense to score 30 points a game. That's not how the Jets are going to win a championship. They're going to win leaning on their defense and their offense taking advantage of opportunities that the defense provides.
Chris Canty, Michelle Smallman on Greeny, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, Chris Canty, normally your partner in crime is Chris Carlin, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern time right here on ESPN Radio. And Chris Carlin posed a very interesting question on Twitter yesterday. He was in a bit of a conundrum while he was out shopping at Costco.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Let's take a listen to Chris Carlin.
So I'm at Costco, and look, I'm not new to this at all. But one thing that has never been clarified for me is how many times is acceptable to circle back around for the samples, okay? This is not a, oh, fat guy wants something to eat in Costco. He's going to stand and hover. No. Two, three times, I feel like four, you might get the side eye, because I'm not going to lie. There is a grilled cheese sample here that is freaking off the charts. I've had two of them, and I think three might be pushing it. Provide some clarification for me, because I'm not sure what the etiquette is here.
Yeah, he's out of pocket for that one. Michelle, you can go to the sample tray one time. Now, if you want to get two or three samples when you go for that one time, cool. All well and good. But when you're doubling back for seconds and thirds, that's when it gets a little ridiculous. Like, here's the thing. They always tell you don't grocery shop when you're hungry. Mm-hmm. If you grocery shop when you're hungry, you can fall into the trap of what Chris Carlin did at Costco this week, which is going back for seconds and thirds at the samples. You don't want to be that guy. You want to leave something for everybody else. If you want to go and get two or three samples in the one time that you go, the first time you go, knock yourself out. But to circle back twice and for a third time, that's ridiculous.
I don't know. I think two times is totally acceptable. You go the first time, you test it out. Then maybe the second time you walk back quickly with your head down so they don't see you. You grab another one, you go. Because what if the first time you're really hungry and you just needed something to eat? That second one could provide clarification if it's actually delicious enough for you to purchase.
Well, that's a rookie mistake. If you're really hungry, then you probably shouldn't be in the grocery store. They tell you, don't grocery shop when you're hungry because everything looks good and you think everything tastes good. Probably not a good idea. But here's where I'll push back on it, Michelle. Like, if circling back for a second time is just greedy. It's greedy and everybody sees it and everybody knows it, especially the person holding the sample tray. You don't have to do that. Like, if you circle back for the second time to get another sample, you better buy whatever product that they're selling, okay? Mm. That's what you better do.
That's fair.
Otherwise, you're just being a slob. You're just being a pig, okay? If you want to get some samples, and you want to get a couple the first time you go, cool. But if you circle back the second time, it's only acceptable if you're buying whatever the product is. That's the only time I can get on board with it, Michelle. If you're not buying the product, then you're just being greedy and you're being a cheapskate because you want to get fat and full off of free samples.
Okay, this is Costco, though. People buy in bulk. They're going to snack in bulk. They're going to sample in bulk. I bet at Costco, they're expecting people to at least get two. And you mean to tell me, Chris, that you've never had a sample and then kind of snuck back up there and been like, oh, this is for my friend. I want to bring it back to somebody else. We've all done it. I'm not ashamed to say I've done it.
I'm not saying that I haven't done it. I'm ashamed to admit it. I'm not saying I haven't done it. What I am saying is it's shameful to just be as brazen and as blatant as Chris Carlin was in Costco going back for a third time. That's ridiculous. Again, I think the ground rules are you go there once, you get a couple samples, cool. If you circle back, then you buy the actual product, also cool. There is no circumstance in which going back a third time should be acceptable or normalized. We got to get past that. That is completely out of pocket by Chris Carlin, and I'm not going to stand for it. And I'm going to take it a step further.
Wow.
If I see somebody in Costco doing that, I am going to shame you. I'm going to get on my radio show and talk about you because you're an embarrassment. It's absolutely ridiculous. And for the parent that tries to be slick and get their kid to do the dirty work, and go back and get samples for them rather than being an adult about it and doing it your own dirty work, yeah, I got a problem with you too. It's kind of like the dad that takes his son to a training camp practice and makes his son try to get an autograph from his favorite player, knowing that the kid doesn't care about the autograph, but also knowing that the player won't sign the autograph for a grown man. It's like that. And shame on that person. Just like it should be shame on Chris Carlin for going back to the sample tray, not once, not twice, three times.
I am not a shamer here. This is a no judgment zone from the samples as far as I'm concerned. Chris Canty is a sample police, Super Bowl champion, host. You're a multi-hyphenate. You're a slashy, as they say, and now you're also the sample police. We want to hear
sample
from you.
Sample police. I'm that guy. I'm that guy. Clearly. I should get a jersey that says sample police.
We're going to get it for you.
Let's go.
Print the shirts. He's the sample police.
Print the shirts out.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We need to hear from you. How many samples is too many samples? I think two is the appropriate amount. Chris Canty is going to publicly shame you, not only in Costco, but right here on these airwaves if he sees you taking more than one. So beware.
Michelle,
I'm going to
say it again. You can go back a second time if you're buying the product. If you buy the product, you can go back a second time. You can go back a second time if you're going to purchase the product. If you're just going back and you're eating the sample and you're not going to buy anything, you're just being greedy. And it's disgusting. And it's an embarrassment. That's what it is. Let's just call it what it is. It's an embarrassment.
What if the person divvying out the samples gave you a really small one and you would like a bigger piece? You know,
well,
there's a lot of situations here.
No, I just feel like you can do that on the first go round. If they give you a small sample, say I'd like another sample. What's wrong with that? I don't know.
We'll see.
Maybe
we'll
just
see.
Me.
All right. Well, we're gonna get into Zach Martin potentially skipping training camp coming up. We're gonna take your calls. We want to talk about Samplegate, Chris Carlin taking samples at Costco. Greeny's presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. We're gonna take your calls. How many samples would you take at Costco? This is the trust tree. This is a safe space. Chris Canty might try to bully you. I will not let him. We want to hear how many that you take. Plus, is Justin Fields a top five running quarterback? We're going to discuss it all next. Chris Canty, Michelle Smallman, Greeny on the ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Greeny, the podcast.
Michelle Smallman, he's Chris Canty. It's Greeny, ESPN Radio on the ESPN app. And Chris, we have an update. We've heard from Chris Carlin about what we're calling Costco Gate, I guess, at this point, or Sample Gate, maybe?
Sample Gate.
Sample
I like
Gate.
Sample Gate.
All right, we're rolling with Sample Gate. So Chris Carlin, who is Chris Canty's co-host on Canty and Carlin, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio, he had a little bit of an issue. He went to Costco yesterday. There was a grilled cheese sample that absolutely slapped. He took two or three. He put a video out on social media wondering if he could go up for four. Is it appropriate? So we reached out to Chris Carlin to find out exactly how many samples he, in fact, got of the grilled cheese. And here's the response, Chris. He said, I got three, but I definitely got the side eye. The third was a stealth operation that was exposed. I tried to sneak behind a family, and that did not work.
He deserved all of the stares, all of the nodding heads and disappointment. He deserved every single bit of that, Michelle, because if you go two or three times and you don't buy whatever the sample is, it's out of pocket. You're just being greedy. You're trying to get a free lunch. That's what you're doing. Stop yourself. It's an embarrassment. Don't do it.
Well, you are the newly dubbed sample police, and it sounds like you're going to have to put your partner, Chris Carlin, on blast because not only did he eat three, Canty, he didn't buy the sample item. He didn't buy the grilled cheese, but he says, I've spent, quote, plenty of other money at Costco.
But help me, walk me through the rationale, though, Michelle. Like, if it's that good where you feel like you have to go back, not just the second time, but a third time, why wouldn't you want to buy it? Like, why wouldn't you want to buy whatever it is that they were selling? That doesn't make sense. If it's that good, where you're willing to risk it all, knowing that people are going to judge the hell out of you, why wouldn't you buy the sample that they're pitching to you? It just doesn't make sense. You like it, obviously.
Yeah.
Why not buy it?
This is a great point. I don't know. If I was considering going up for a fourth sample, I would already have two of them in my cart. They'd be coming home with me.
That's my point. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Let's get to some calls here. Keith in Montana, 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Keith, how many samples is too many samples at Costco?
Oh, man. My Costco game's like the Dallas Cowboys. It's out of pocket. It's greedy. It's uncalled for. I go five or six.
Five or six. Sound the alarms. The sample police is about to get upset.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Help me. Walk me through the logic. Like, why are you doing that and you're not buying it? It just doesn't make sense. Five or six?
Wow, that's a
Michelle,
lot.
Five or six?
That's a lot. Five or six is a lot.
What are we doing? That doesn't make any sense. Like, if you want it, buy it. It's there for you to buy. Why are you just going to keep going and getting the samples when you can get the whole entree? You can get the whole meal. You can get the whole thing. You don't have to settle for a small sample. You can have the whole thing. All you got to do is buy it. Stop being a cheapskate. It's Costco. It don't cost that damn much anyway. What are we doing?
It is really fun to walk around the store, though, with a sample. You know, snack and shop. It's great.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Great. All right, Ruben in Wisconsin. How many samples is too many samples?
Oh, pardon me, sample warden. What I say, Chris Candy, go, Mr. C-O-S-T-C-O. Bam. If somebody's a little burly, you know, and they want to sample one or two, possibly three, what's the problem with that? Let them get it. You know, it's free. I understand what you're saying about, you know, being greedy, but who are we to judge them? You know, you a millionaire. I'm not there, but if I want to grab one or two, I got no problem with that. I'm not going to grab three or four, but if somebody wants to, have at it, baby. It ain't mine. It's Costco's. They got the money to blow.
No, I'm not saying that they don't have the money to blow, but you don't have the money to buy the grilled cheese that Costco is pitching? Come on now. Like, let's start. Like, look, you don't have to be a millionaire to be able to afford the grilled cheese that Costco is selling and they're giving you samples of, trying to entice you to buy it. All I'm simply saying is you can take two or three samples the first time you go, but to double back a second time and a third time, at that point, you need to go ahead and buy the damn product. I don't think this is such a radical point of view or perspective. Call me the sample police if you want, but I don't think it's fair to judge those people that go back for seconds and thirds, but they don't want to buy the product.
You can watch Greeny on the ESPN app. Just click watch, look for Greeny, and enjoy. Okay, so Zach Martin, he's trying to get a Costco-sized contract, Chris Canty. He wants more. He, just like we want more with the samples, he wants more with his money. He's considering not reporting to training camp because of his unhappiness with this contract and the team's lack of interest in restructuring it. Martin said he is, quote, woefully underpaid relative to the market. We know what he's been in this league. We know how important he is to the Dallas Cowboys' success, to that offense. Why do you think Jerry Jones and the Cowboys haven't rectified this situation yet?
I don't know. I have no good reason to think that they wouldn't take care of this before this becomes an even bigger issue. But I'll say this. Zach Martin is absolutely right. He's woefully underpaid. Zach Martin is going to make $13.5 million this year. The highest paid offensive lineman in football is Laramie Tunsil. His cap hit is $26.6 million for the Houston Texans. So think about that. Zach Martin is getting about half of what Laramie Tunsil is getting. And he's the best guard in football, newly minted to the Madden 99 Club, first guard ever. But this is also a guy that can play tackle. So just what Zach Martin means to that offensive line, that unit as a whole, and their team success, I don't think you can fully grasp it. You can't quantify it because of the position that he plays. But make no mistake about it, the Cowboys ain't getting where they want to go without Zach Martin. And to box him into a corner where he feels like holding out and not reporting to training camp is the only option in order to get his money, shame on the Dallas Cowboys, shame on Jerry and Stephen Jones. I get that you got other contracts you got to take care of. They want to get Trevon Diggs and CeeDee Lamb done during training camp. They're going to have to give Michael Parsons money next offseason because he'll be first-time contract eligible. But don't let those deals stand in the way of rewarding a guy that's been 10 toes down since you drafted him in 2014.
And who's been incredibly healthy and durable. He's only missed 8 games in his career. So it's not as if health is any sort of a question there, Chris Canty. He is Chris Canty. I'm Michelle Smallman. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. We'll take more of your calls throughout the show. Whether you want to weigh in on Samplegate and talk about Costco, how many samples is too many samples, or about the Jets. What does success look like for the Jets this season? We're going to talk about all of that next. Plus, who are the top pretenders in the NFL this season? We'll discuss it. It's Greeny, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcast.